Hey everybody, as we get close, there's less than 3 weeks until the presidential election here in America. Don't forget to vote and vote down ballot. Remember, 10 million gun owners aren't even registered. Hopefully, a majority of you have rectified that and will take part of this process that was given to us, set up by the people who died to give us this country. But the same day that Kamala Harris went on Fox News and was interviewed by Bret Baier and got eviscerated, if you haven't seen that, I suggest you do. You can go on Fox's website and still see the full video of the interview. She got eviscerated. But one thing that he didn't bring up that I wish he would have was her decades plus of calling for banning the Second Amendment, you know, an assault weapon ban, magazine restrictions, red flag law.
I and Tim Walz are both gun owners. We will not take anybody's guns away. We also need to have reasonable gun safety laws. I believe that we need an assault weapons ban. We need universal background checks. We need red flag laws.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
Then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Now she's switched her tune as we get closer to the election, and she realizes, hey, actually, it's so close, this race is so tight, I need gun owners. So maybe we'll try to bamboozle a few by throwing the guy who looks like the FUD meme, Tim Walz, out there and watch him fumble loading a shotgun.
That's my theory, and it never fits quite right. Just not quite right. How do you give it back?
Governor, what kind of gun is it?
This is a Beretta A400. I bought it when I was shooting a lot of trap because it has a kind of their patented thing, a kickoff. So when you get old, it doesn't hurt your shoulder as much.
Well, Donald Trump last night addressed the Second Amendment as he was asked a question when he was on stage at Univision, or Univision for those who don't know how the accents work there. And he was asked about the Second Amendment, and before I play this clip, which I think most people would like to watch or see before they go and vote, I also saw, and I couldn't track it down, otherwise I would have screen recorded it, but Bobby Kennedy Jr. the other day, I watched him responding to one of the many interviews he's been doing about the Trump presidency potential now versus his previous. And when he said he sat down with Donald Trump and asked him about that, because in his first presidency, Bobby Kennedy Jr. was suing Donald Trump because of some of the appointments he made to lead giant sections of the government. And he told Bobby Kennedy, look, I didn't know anything about governing. I had 2 months to make 14,000 appointments, and I had people that were lobbyists and people who were already there telling me who I should put in, and I did it. But he said he's not doing that this time. In fact, Bobby Kennedy and is one of the people, and Tulsi Gabbard, they're helping him whittle that down to some good candidates. Which brings me to what Donald Trump has said here in the Second Amendment. He's been actually addressing it more often than not because people are asking him based off his previous presidency. Some of the things he said, and no, I will never ever forget that he said, take the guns first, due process second. He was a big proponent for things that happened after that Las Vegas shooting that we still know nothing about, which is kind of still shady, but the government hates you. And before I play this little clip, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, that's Lear Capital. Guys, I've been talking about Lear for a very long time. I use them to buy my gold and silver. I suggest you do the same as well if you've ever thought about it. Silver's about $30 for an ounce. Check them out, Lear Capital. Links down below. The phone number is 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. Their sponsorship of this channel has made it possible for me to do what I've been doing for the victims of the hurricanes and floods in Tennessee and West North Carolina. So check them out, LearGG.com, 1-800-260-5075. Ask them the tough questions that you're thinking of right now. Like, some people think that for some reason gold doesn't have a value, and it's had a value throughout the entire history of this globe. Regardless, you name it, the Roman Empire, doesn't matter. It's always had value. It's never going to not have value. But Check it out, 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. But here's what he said last night on Univision.
We have a Second Amendment and right to bear arms, essentially. And I'm very strongly an advocate of that. I think you need that. I think that if you ever tried to get rid of it, you wouldn't be able to do it. You wouldn't be able to take away the guns because people need that for security. They need it for entertainment and for sport and other things. But they also, in many cases, need it for protection. If you have a house out in the country or you're in a little bit of a rough area or in a very rough area and the bad guy, let's call him, has a gun, if you don't have a gun, you're finished. You have no chance. So you need them. You want to have a lot of good people have them. But if we didn't have that, you would see a crime rate that's crazy. I'll tell you, though, it's a very interesting stat. The toughest gun laws in the United States by far are Chicago. And that's got one of the worst records of any city. And a lot of them are shot. 17 people died on Labor Day. 17 people died Labor Day weekend in Chicago. It's got laws that are so tough, they want to do everything. They can do anything they want. You have a gun. There's no place, maybe on earth, that has a tougher gun policy than Chicago. No, there's no place that has. And they have the right to do anything they want to you. You know what happens? It's probably the worst place right now, one of the most unsafe places anywhere in this country, maybe anywhere in the world. So it's not just that. You have to be, remember this, it's the person pulling the trigger. It's not the gun. It's the person pulling the trigger. But if you ever did, if you ever passed something, she wants to take everybody's gun away. You know, she's always wanted that. That's because it's what she wants. She wants to take everybody's gun. You know who the ones that will never give their guns up? The bad guy. The bad guy's not giving up the gun. So that's what we have. We want safety. We want security. But you have to still adhere to the Second Amendment. Thank you. Great question. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rizzo.
So I'm going to try to just leave this, you know, right down the middle of the road. Hopefully you're going to vote. Hopefully you're going to challenge some of your friends and take them to vote. Take a person, at least one person. I personally, in the last 2 days, have taken 3 people to vote. My wife and my 2 kids. Made sure they got there. I challenge you to do the same, especially if you live in some of these areas that have been ravaged by these hurricanes. Like Tennessee just started its early voting. Georgia has already started. There's a bunch of states that have already started, and some are starting within the next couple days. Take people to vote, at least one, and tell 4 or 5 of your friends to get it done. We just can't have a Kamala Harris and continuation of the Barack Obama presidency. We just can't. You know, many people will tear me up in the comment section about that, but we just can't do it. Lesser of two evils, maybe, or maybe the person who had our country churning as a business, you know, a little over 3.5 years ago. Inflation was zero, and my retirement was phenomenal, and could afford things. Things are different. Things are very different. And the Republic is at risk. The Republic has been at risk. More now than ever before, other than like the Civil War. So let me know what you think about Donald Trump addressing Second Amendment concerns and Kamala Harris now changing her tune, even though for a decade plus she's been saying the same stuff that all the California politicians do. You know, we're going to honor the Second Amendment, but we're just going to take everything from you. I'll see you on the next one. Let me know what you think. Have a great day. Take care.